主啊，早晨我们都站在你施恩的宝座前。
Lord, this morning we all come and stand before your throne of grace.
让我们全人再次被你那个永远不失败的爱和奇异的恩典所浸透。
We pray that we are drenched by this unending love, this amazing grace this morning.
更是被你神圣的同在所充满。
Oh, even more so that we are filled by your holy presence.
主啊，我们站在这里，满心充满了感恩。
Lord, we stand here and our hearts are full of thanksgiving.
在这里，天向我们是开的，天在地上已经开始了。
Because heaven is open to us and heaven has begun on earth.
让我们在这里，没有一个人身上再有捆绑。
There's no one that should be chained here right now.
在这里没有一个人向着你，哦，还有不肯顺服的地方。
No one should have anything where we cannot surrender to you.
不仅仅我们享受你的爱，也让我们把所有的爱都浇奠在你面前。
Not only do we enjoy your love, but Lord, we want to come and pour out our love toward you.
你配得我们的敬拜。
For you are worthy of our worship.
哦，何珊啊，哦，那位被主差来的是应当称颂的。
He who comes in the name of the Lord is worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
不管我们在现场，不管我们在线上，主啊，你让我们都用心灵和诚实来敬拜你。
Whether we are on site or whether we are online, we pray that, O Lord, this moment we will worship you in spirit and in truth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，大家请坐。
Please be seated.
让我们何等感谢主，能够让我们再一次来到后花园来敬拜神。
And we thank the Lord once again we could come and gather in the garden in His presence.
真的机会不多哈。
Yes, we do not have too many of these opportunities.
我们慢慢恢复了以后，我们就要回到室内去聚会了。
And again, gradually, I think we're going to transition and meet indoors.
我们跟旁边的弟兄姊妹打打招呼。
Would you say hi to the people around you, to one another?
我想这是好几个月甚至一年多来很少享受的福分。
And again, it's a blessing that we have not been enjoying for the past year or so.
希望我们没有听到别人对你说你都没有变哈。
Hopefully we have not heard from anyone that would say to us, you haven't changed a bit.
我们一定要改变。
We must change.
我们也看到很多弟兄姊妹被改变了。
And we indeed have seen many brothers and sisters change.
然后很多人跟主的关系不一样了。
A lot of people, their relationship with the Lord has deepened.
很多人对人生的看法、人生的态度不一样了。
A lot of people concerning the way they look at life has changed.
然后很多人人际的关系、家人的关系比从前更重视了。
A lot of human A family relationship, relationship with others, we esteem those far more now than before.
这都是好的，都是感恩的啊。
These are all things that are praiseworthy. These things are good.
你们觉得这个 pandemic 疫情有没有坏的副作用 side effect?
Were there any bad side effects?
觉得有的请举手。
Those of you feel that there are, would you raise your hand?
也有很多哈。
There are quite a bit too, right?
你们要不要一起讲？你觉得最大的副作用坏的是什么？
Anybody want to share what's the worst side effect of this pandemic?
我不晓得你觉得什么，你自己心里给自己一个答案。
I don't know what you're thinking right now, but maybe you have an answer in your mind.
我觉得对神家来说最大的副作用是，的确是我们缺少了这样子一起来敬拜神、经历圣灵现场的工作。
I think what we have suffered, the loss that we have endured is that we don't have the opportunity to gather together and to worship the Lord together and allow the Spirit to work in us.
但是我觉得对我们个人来说有一个很大的副作用，就是变懒了。
But for us individually, I think we become more lazy.
变得松散。
We become more loose.
变得失去了 discipline.
We lost discipline.
你看看多少人当然有人因为健康的原因或是特别的原因还不觉得可以回到教会来，这个我们可以了解，也不会勉强的。
And we understand that brothers and sisters who have health reasons where they are high risk that they may not want to come back to live gatherings.
但是如果是因为你懒或是松散或是自由惯的不肯回来，我真的求主帮助我们克服这个问题。
But I pray that it is because you felt that you've grown lazy, or just the casualness of just being able to lie around and not wanting to come here. I ask the Lord would change us.
在家聚会多自由。
I have so much more freedom just being at home by myself.
闭了屏，你要干嘛都可以，对不对
？And I'm behind a screen. I could do whatever I want to do.
要吃饭，要躺着听，要一面付账单。 一面打电话，什么都可以。
If I want to lie down and listen, I want to eat something as I'm listening or do other things, I could do all those things.
不想听，出去走一圈再回来也可以。
If I'm losing my attention, I don't want to listen anymore. I could go out for a casual stroll and walk and then come back.
弟兄姊妹，现在是要开始 reopen， 希望我们一起来面对。到底什么东西让我不肯回到神家来？
And brothers and sisters, we're at a time where we are engaging to reopen the house of God, and we want to ask ourselves, what is this thing that's hindering me from coming?
今天是 Palm Sunday 哈。
Today is Palm Sunday.
我定的一个题目叫做“他为我死，我为他活”。
The theme of the message today is that He died for me, so I will live for Him.
你知道在历史上谁讲这个题目讲的最好？
You know, in the human history, who spoke on this message the best?
我不应该说讲的最好，最多讲这个题目的，你知道是谁吗？
Actually, I shouldn't say the best, but who articulated this message the most?
我听说是那个本来应该钉在十字架上的巴拉巴。
And I heard is Barabbas, who was supposed to be hung on the cross in Jesus' stead.
教会历史的故事告诉我们说，巴拉巴后来信主了以后，他最常讲的道就是他为我死。我为他活。
Church history tells us that after he came to faith in Christ, the one thing that he continued to repeat is that he died for me, so I will live for him.
本来应该挂在那里的是我，是于宏杰，是你，是我们在座的每一个人。
The one who's supposed to be on that cross is me, is every one of you.
他为我钉，他为我死，所以我要为他而活。
He was crucified. He died for me, so I am going to live for him.
这也是我们今天的背诵经文，哥林多后书五章十四节到十五节，我们一起来读哈。
And this is our memorization verse for today. Would you please all read it together with me?
原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人。不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
For the love of Christ compels me. Let's read it together. Because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died. And he died for all, that those who live shall no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again.
好，今天Palm Sunday 是耶稣在地上最后的这一个礼拜。他来到了耶路撒冷。
The Palm Sunday is the last week as the Lord enters into Jerusalem.
然后我们非常非常感谢主，我们教会从2016年开始，当神给于师母一个感动的时候，我们就开始了每一次的这个 Passion Week。整个教会我们一起都来纪念主的行径。
Starting 2016, as the Lord had moved in the heart of Pastor Nancy, that we need to start to come and remember this progression, this starting from Palm Sunday, this entire week to come and remember the Lord.
我记得那时候每一个区的区长带领弟兄姊妹在这里设计每一个booth 在那里。展示耶稣的最后七句话或是最后几天发生的事情。
We had different assignments and different projects, and we asked every district to maybe set up a particular booth to come and illustrate more vividly the last seven sayings of the Lord on the cross.
那时候于师母带领教会的全职传道同工就做的这个受难节的手册，你们今天可能每一个人都拿到一份。
And some of you are holding your hands the handbook that has been put together back in 2016 of the remembrance of the Lord in this coming week.
那我们今年因为疫情的缘故，我们不能够再有展示台在这里。但是我们今年有一个突破，就是把它放到 YouTube 上面去了。
But again, because the pandemic, and we don't have the opportunity to again to set up these booths for people to come, but we actually put it on YouTube this year.
所以我希望弟兄姊妹，我们中文、英文都有哈。英文你们就打 SVCA 加一个 E， 就是 English。那 CC 你们就会看到了。我今天早上听他们唱的诗歌，念得太好了。
You can find the content of this pamphlet on our website. For those who are English speaking, go to svcae.cc and you'll find it.
对我这个信主五十多年的基督徒，我跟你说，我从小到大，我们教会没有过 Passion Week。
For someone like me, growing up in a Christian background, but I, for the past 50 years, growing up, I never celebrated or had this remembrance of the Passion Week.
我们都在庆祝复活节。
We all celebrated Easter, the resurrection of the Lord.
但是我们却忽略了这个礼拜在人类的历史上，在对你我属灵的经历上是这么重要的一个礼拜。
But we neglected that how important, how precious this week is for human history.
如果没有好好的 体会这个礼拜的属灵意义的话，你对复活的感恩跟赞美也是会很有限的。
If we do not fully comprehend the meaning and the purpose of this entire week, our praise and our worship of the Lord on Easter Sunday will also be limited.
虽然我们好像一年一年在这里过同样的节，但是弟兄姊妹，希望我们属灵的生命跟体会都不一样了。
Seemingly year after year, we're doing the same thing, we're celebrating the same thing, remembering the same thing. But I pray that every year, our spiritual condition with the Lord will be changed.
如果你现在在这里开始绕着这个一圈一圈一圈走的话，都是在平地上走，这个叫做绕行。
If you just begin to walk around the garden one round at a time, you're walking on this plane and you're just circling.
你好像有在走，但是没有长进。
You are walking, you're moving, but you're not necessarily growing.
如果你今天是在走这个旋转梯的话，一个楼梯一直把你带往上去的话。
If you're walking on a stairwell that is circling and going upward as you're walking.
你好像东南西北还是这样东南西北，可是你每一次看到的那个范围境界那个程度都不一样了。
You are still circling, but every time you go through this loop, every time you circle, you are lifted higher and higher to see new things.
虽然我们每一年在 Passion Week 里面的每一天对主耶稣都有一个新的体会、新的经历、新的认识。
And I pray that every year as we come to this week, as we come to celebrate Passion Week, to remember the Lord, that we have a better and a newer understanding of who He is and what He has done.
其实在旧约我们看见神很注重
So in the Old Testament, we see that the Lord actually put an emphasis on seasons and days.
利未记23章列了那么多的节期。
Leviticus chapter 23, the Lord identified number of days that they need to observe.
所有圣经上的节期都在特别强调神的救恩跟我们该有的属灵的特殊经历。
Every one of these celebrations, every one of these days is to emphasize the salvation of the Lord and the experience of God's people need to have concerning that aspect.
它跟我们平常的日子不一样，所以叫做节日。
It is different from our ordinary days because those are esteemed and celebrated days.
你看像这个礼拜的逾越节，逾越节就特别讲到 Passover, 我们的主为我们献上生命救了我们。
And again, we understand this week starts the Passover. It speaks of how the Lord gave up His life and He saved us.
礼拜天初守节讲到 Resurrection Sunday, 耶稣复活。
And then the Sunday of the first fruit speaks of the resurrection of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天在 Passion Week 的第一天坐在这里，我真的希望主帮助我们，再一次提升我们。
Again, on the very first day of this Passion Week, we are sitting here today. I pray that the Lord would lift us up and remind us.
我几天前在这个山区的小组同工聚会里面，有一位姊妹分享，她说她来到这个教会以后，发现说连不长进都不行。
There was a sister that was sharing a couple of days ago. I was a part of the Tri-Valley Fellowship that they're starting the ministry there. A sister said that, you know, being at this church, I've come to discover that it is impossible for me not to grow.
我真的巴不得每一个人都能讲同样的话，不是只有我们的姊妹，她真的是长进了。
I really pray that that's something all of us can say, not just our sister. She has truly grown in the Lord.
我跟你讲，我能够当这个教会的传道人服侍你们，我不长进都不行。
And I will tell you, to be a pastor here, to minister, to serve you, I must grow.
因为在这里有真的是有一班弟兄姊妹爱主渴慕主，然后我们所处的世代又越来越艰难。
Because there is a group of brothers and sisters who genuinely and sincerely love the Lord, and we are living in difficult days and difficult times.
所以今天我在我的信息里面，其实我很重的一个负担是希望讲后面我们怎么样子能够好好的在 reopen 的时候预备好我们的心一起来爱主。
And my burden for the message today really is at the tail end of what I want to share is that how do we prepare ourselves to, right now to come and love the Lord?
但是弟兄姊妹，我知道一件事情，我们之所以能爱主，是因为他先爱我们。
Brother and sister, I am fully certain, I'm assured that we are able to love him because he first loved us.
所以我希望今天早上我们对整个受难周 Passion Week 再有一次深刻的体会，好让我们爱主是一个不能不爱主。
And I pray that this morning we would have a deeper understanding at the start of this Passion Week that it is impossible for me to not to love the Lord.
让我们连不爱主都不可能了。
That it is absolutely impossible for me to not love the Lord.
所以在这里第一个他讲到说这是一个视死如归的旅程。
And the very first point I want to illustrate is that this is a journey that the Lord had no fear of death in.
路加福音24章的圣经里面从第九章开始耶稣就记载耶稣最后的一段路。
Starting Luke chapter 9, it started to recount the last journey that the Lord has, the last leg.
整个方向向着耶路撒冷，他整个的心智为了进耶路撒冷。
The word of God says he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，不要以为这是很普通的一句话。
Brothers and sisters, do not take this verse lightly.
还好他愿意来耶路撒冷。
Oh, that he's willing to go to Jerusalem.
Campbell Morgan 说他很可以在变化山上直接升天了，他完全得胜了。
Brother Campbell Morgan says that he could very easily just ascend it at the Mount of Transfiguration because he's already overcome.
因为他已经可以废掉撒旦了。
Because he can abolish the enemy.
他在肉身里面完全顺服神。
In his flesh, he was completely obedient to the Lord God.
完全的人，他可以升到天上去了。
And he is the perfect man. He can ascend on high.
但是他为了我们进了耶路撒冷。
Because of us, he journeyed towards Jerusalem.
因为耶和华以他为赎罪祭，让我们众人的罪孽都要归在他的身上。
Because the Lord counted him as a sacrificial offering, that the sin of the world is now upon him.
所以这条路，用我们的俗话说，叫做死路一条。
There's a Chinese saying that this the only way, this only path will end in death.
有没有任何一个人，当然除非你不想活了，有没有任何一个人，你现在 take a vacation, 然后最后一天是你要死掉？
Has anybody ever taken a vacation where you know on the last day of your vacation, I'm destined to die.
我宁可不去，对不对？
Then I would say I wouldn't want to go on that vacation.
但是耶稣知道，从现在开始，每一步路，每一天，他就是已经面向十字架去的。
But Jesus, the Scripture tells us that starting this day, I am going towards that end.
所以以赛亚书五十三章说，我们都如羊走迷了路，个人偏行己路，耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归到他的身上。
So Isaiah 53 tells us that we like lambs have all gone astray.The Lord has set our sins upon him.
耶和华定义要把他给压伤啊。
Because this is the Lord's will that he would be bruised.
请你们注意听，我只能很快的讲过去。耶稣的死为什么这么特别？
I can only speak of it very quickly, but please pay attention. Why is the death of Jesus Christ so important and precious?
我们每一个人都会死的。
We all die.
但是他的死为什么这么特别？
But why is his death so special?
他特别在哪里？
What is its significance?
耶稣的死不光是一个至极的痛苦，一个罗马的酷刑，他是流血，然后喘不过气来，然后到最后在上面死掉的。
Not only the death of Jesus is one of a cruel punishment, he actually died of suffocation upon that cross.
第二个，他的死是一个最不公平的对待。
His death is the most unjust treatment.
我们弟兄姊妹有没有觉得你最近被别人不公平对待过，在你人生里面？
Brother and sister, have you ever felt, have you ever endured or gone through any encountering where you're the object of injustice?
被不公平对待真的不舒服，对不对？
When we're in the midst of it, we're treated that way, we don't feel very good about it, right?
你看种族的歧视，最近为了亚裔的事情，我们多少人在那里觉得不公平，不公平，不公平。
Well, we see the racial tension, particularly the attack on Asian Americans, and we say that's not fair, that's not just.
但是弟兄姊妹，地上没有一个不公平的经历能够比得上神儿子耶稣基督所面对的不公平。
Brother and sister, I want to tell you this morning, no injustice in this world can compare to the injustice that Jesus Christ endured.
他完全没有犯罪，而且他完全爱我们。
He has never sinned, and he has loved us completely.
却被人出卖，却被人审判，却被人羞辱，却被人钉在十字架上。
But he was betrayed, he was judged by men, and then crucified upon a cross.
第三个，他的死是对整个人类影响最大的一个死。
Thirdly, his death impacted the entire human race.
他为我们解决了人类的罪的问题跟死亡的问题。
Is dealt for us the issue of sin and death.
第四个，他的死是把整个撒旦权势给废掉的死亡。
Fourthly, he has disarmed, abolished the power of the enemy, the power of death.
希伯来书第二章说他借着死败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
Hebrews chapter 2 tells us that by death, he has abolished the devil.
So
those of us who've been fearful of death our entire lives, we're no longer fearful of it.
虽然我们会死, 但是死亡不能再威胁我们, 因为我们不过是睡觉,
yes, though we may die, but death cannot threaten us anymore. We are but asleep, we're going home.
第五个, 他的死是一个包罗万有的死, 他把整个世界肉体, 你, 我都带到十字架上了。
This death is also an all-encompassing death. He has included us, he has put us in him and taken us into heaven. So therefore he must journey to Jerusalem.
我们刚才唱诗都很喜乐,
and we were all full of joy as we were singing earlier this morning.
你知道耶稣的,
you know that day as the Lord entered into Jerusalem the last time.
那么多人欢迎他, 把衣服脱下来, 喊着宗旨说, 和尚啊, 奉主名来的是应该称颂的。
A lot of people were shouting, were praising. They took their garments, laid it on the ground with palm branches. They say, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
有时候我在想耶稣当时的心情是什么。
Oftentimes I would meditate and ponder what exactly is the mindset of Jesus as that was happening. He knows how many people that were praising at that very moment, they were doing it in falsehood. They thought Jesus was the Messiah, the one that's going to come and save them.
过几天要喊除掉他的。
He knows that many of them who cried out Hosanna are the same one who's going to cry out Crucify him.
所以我希望我们这几天读耶稣每一天的故事的时候，我们陪着耶稣走最后一段路，他非常的孤单的。I
pray, brothers and sisters, as we are reading these articles, as we're remembering the Lord this week, every single day that we are journeying with him.
他面对是一个黑暗笼罩的一个局面。
This journey, he was alone. All he could see that was before him was darkness.
不久之后门徒要出卖他。
And not much longer, his own disciples will betray him.
他爱的门徒要否认他。
And those one whom he loved will deny him.
更不要说他来到耶路撒冷看见圣殿里面买卖混乱的情形。
Not to say when he comes to the temple, he sees the selling of goods and the corruption that is happening.
看到那些宗教的领袖虚假假冒为善的情形。
And the falsehood of the religious leaders at the time.
弟兄姊妹，我们陪耶稣走这一段路，他真的是孤单的时候。
So brothers and sisters, I ask you, journey with the Lord because he's walking a pathway that's very much alone.
所以每一天我们早晨都跟家人或者自己有一点单独的时间，好好的来读这个手册。
So this week I ask you, I invite you, either with your families or by yourself, privately come and spend time with this handbook.
因为我没有时间走过耶稣这几天每一件事情，我只列了七件事情，很快的大家看一眼哈，你们可以看 PowerPoint.
I only listed seven things. I can't go through details, but very quickly, those who of you can see it, we'll just look at the PowerPoint.
第一件事情就是耶稣骑驴子进耶路撒冷。
The very first event is when Jesus entered Jerusalem on the back of a colt.
这是我们刚刚已经讲过了，虽然外面有那么多人欢迎他，但是他心里知道有多少人不久以后要出卖他。
I said this earlier that although a lot of people were celebrating of his entering, but he also knows that many of them will betray him.
因为耶稣没有满足他们的期望，所以他们出卖耶稣。
Because Jesus did not satisfy their hopes, so they went and betrayed him.
我们也不要因为耶稣没听我们祷告，我们否认他。
So I pray that we would not deny him in the same way because, Lord, you have been listening to my prayers.
我第二件事情讲到他为耶路撒冷哀哭。
Secondly, he wept for Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷应该是荣耀他的地方。
Jerusalem is supposed to be a city where the Lord God is glorified, exalted.
但是却成为贼窝了。
But it became a house, a den of thieves.
第三个，他去洁净圣殿。
And thirdly, he cleansed the temple.
把所有做买卖的赶出去。
All those who were buying and selling in the temple, he cast them out.
我这里列的七件事情，你每一天如果想一件事情的话，也会对我们属灵上有一个很大的祝福的。
We listed these seven things, and I know that you will be greatly blessed if you meditate and spend time on each of these every day.
因为在我们心里面也充满了牛羊鸽子买卖的声音呢。
Because I know in our hearts there are the voices that are selling and buying in our in us.
我们根本安静不下来。
We cannot quiet down.
我们坐在网络面前。 唱个诗歌听个道都安静不下来。
Even as we're sitting in front of the TV watching messages and singing, we still cannot calm down within us.
圣殿是人祷告的殿，是人与神相会的地方，但是我们安静不下来，里面做买卖。
This body, the temple of the Lord, is the place where God's supposed to meet with us, where he's supposed to dwell, but we can't sit still. We're still selling and buying within our hearts.
第四个，耶稣为我们洗脚。
Fourthly, the Lord washed the disciples' feet.
什么的爱让他做这样子的事情？
What manner of love would compel him to do such a thing?
而且在洗脚之前，圣经上说，耶稣爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
And the scripture tells us right before he went and washed their feet, it says that because he loved them to the very end.
弟兄姊妹，你上次被耶稣洗脚是什么时候？
Brothers, when was the last time the Lord washed your feet?
你有没有经历到耶稣那个细微的爱？体谅我们疲倦，看见我们身上沾染世尘，他为我们洗脚。
Have you experienced the tenderness, the kindness of the Lord, where He comes and He comes and washes you and washes your feet?
而且圣经特别说，耶稣知道父已经把万有都交给他，因此他起来洗脚。
And the Scripture tells us Jesus knows the Father has given Him all things, so He rose up.To wash their feet.
他要我们有份于他的伟大跟得胜。
He wants us to be partakers of his greatness and his victories.
他让我们有份于他这么伟大的生命。他说我怎样帮你们洗脚，你们也要彼此洗脚。
He wants us to be partakers of his magnificent life. So he says, as I've washed your feet, wash one another's feet.
第五件事情，他为我们设立饼杯，然后又做了那么多最后的讲论和祷告。
Fifthly, he set up his table, and he has so many teachings.And so many things that he wanted to say concerning this table.
所以我们终于可以来到神家跟神儿女们一起擘饼的。希望我们等一下拿到饼拿到杯的时候，我们的感受不一样。
Brothers and sisters, once again, we can together come to God's house before his table. I pray that as you partake of communion, your heart, your person would be different this morning.
说是说叫我们纪念他，是他纪念我们，他知道我们需要。
We say that we are remembering him.But it is He who has remembered us. He knows the desperate needs that we all have.
看到宝血，我们知道我们被赦免了，我们自由了。
We see His blood. We know that we are forgiven. We are set free.
我们借着吃主喝主与主联合，不一样了，得到力量再回去。
By eating of Him, drinking of Him, we are no longer the same. We can come and walk with Him.
这是旷野的宴席，这是仇敌面前的宴席。
This is the feast in the wilderness, a feast before our enemies.
当我们走不动路的时候，吃主喝主力量复原。
That when we can no longer walk another step, as we partake of Him, our strength is made new.
我们可以在仇敌面前指着饼杯向仇敌夸胜，因为这是耶稣在仇敌面前为我们摆设的宴席。
And yes, before our enemies.We can point to this table and say to him, This is the table that the Lord my God has set up for me.
他用死证明他永远爱我。
By death, he has testified he forever loves me.
哦，弟兄姊妹，然后来到客西马尼，他为我们祷告。
Brothers and sisters, he came to the Garden of Gethsemane and he begins to pray.
整个黑暗的权势笼罩他，圣经告诉我们，他在那里向主求，向神求。能够免去这个杯。
The power of darkness now engulfs him, and he is crying out to the Father, Father, if there is any way that this cup would be taken from me.
门徒们都睡着了，他一次两次求他们陪他警醒祷告，他们都睡着了。
All the disciples have fallen asleep. Once and again, he asked, "Would you guys please pray with me?" But they all fell asleep.
弟兄姊妹 ，Passion Week 讲到 Lonely God， 这个孤单的神。
Brothers and sisters, this week.Illustrates and shows us that how lonely our God is.
讲到这个受伤的神
that this God that has been wounded,
那么爱我们
He loves us so dearly.
而最后他为我们上了十字架，他受尽的羞辱，被人吐口水，被人打，然后钉在十字架上
And then he was hung upon the cross. People spat upon him. People struck him.
而他的第一句祷告话就是我们今天要读的父啊赦免他们因为他们所做的他们不知道
And the very first thing he said upon that cross is Father forgive them for they do not know what they do
弟兄姊妹在这里耶稣的每一天
Brothers and sisters every one of these days
他都过得那么有意义那么有价值
He lived it with purpose and with value
他的每一天
Every one of these days,
都充满了征战，整个重复这个黑暗的权势起来，要来叫他失败的。
Was full of battles because the power of darkness was coming against him wanted him to fail.
啊，虽然他看见的都是黑暗，都是神儿女们的这个撇弃他、辜负他，但是他对神的忠心、对人的爱从来没有改过。
Even though all he can see is the darkness that surrounds him and the rejection that people has upon him, but his faithfulness towards God and his love for us has never changed.
他在十字架上的每一句话都向我们显明了他是一位怎样的基督，怎样的主。
Every one of the words that he's spoken upon the cross has revealed to us what manner of a Lord and Savior he is.
他在十字架上，请帮忙 projector 打出来。他的每一句话都向我们显明了他的爱。
And every one of these words has revealed to us his love.
他在十字架上的每一句话都显明了他为我们预备的救恩是一个多么伟大的救恩。
And every one of these words has revealed to us how great is this salvation he has prepared for us.
所以今天就是在这样子的根基上面，我们来看他为我死，我为他活。
So brothers and sisters, upon this foundation, we come and look at the theme of the message. He died for me, so I will live for him.
虽然底下的信息我从前曾经讲过，很多人弟兄姊妹都说还印象深刻。
And brothers and sisters, I know the message, the message for today, I've spoken of it many times, and many of you can recollect.
但是对于我们现在正要 reopen, 我觉得这一段的信息我特别有负担在这个时候再讲一次。
But concerning this season, as we are about to reopen the church, I want to...Take the time to speak of this theme again to you.
虽然我只能够很简短的复习一样。
And again, I can only have the time to summarize what I wanted to say.
但是我希望你们讲到的每一个人物，伯大尼之家的三个人，每一个人物对我们来说都是一个重要的提醒。
But I pray that as I illustrate through these three persons, that it would be a significant reminder for each and every one of us.
我们只知道在圣经上告诉我们，当耶稣每一次进到耶路撒冷去以后，
We know in scripture that every time as the Lord comes to the city of Jerusalem,
他从来不在耶路撒冷过夜的。
He never spends a night in that city.
马可福音十一章十一节告诉我们，他每天晚上出城到伯大尼去。
Mark chapter 11 says that every night he would depart from the city of Jerusalem and go to the city of Bethany.
在这里有一个家。
In that city, there is a particular house.
有人告诉我们说，他们三个怎么讲？姐妹兄弟是从小没有父亲的。
Some have said that these three individuals in this household, these siblings, they lost their parents since their youth.
但是这个家那样子的安慰的主吸引的耶稣。
But this particular house comforted the Lord and draws the Lord.
在耶稣最后的这一段路，最后的这几天，耶稣天天出城到他们家去。
On this very last journey.Every single night, the Lord would depart from Jerusalem and go to their house.
弟兄姊妹，我盼望我们的教会能够像个伯大尼之家一样。
Oh, brothers, how I pray that our church would be like the house of Bethany.
不是在这里我们要有马大，要有玛利亚，要有拉撒路。
Not that we need to have Marys and Martha and Lazarus.
而是我们全部都要有。
But that we not just have one specific characteristic, but we need to have them all.
每一个人都应该具有这三个特点。
Every single one of us needs to have the characteristic as displayed by these three individuals.
我也希望每一个家庭、每一个小组、每一个团契都有这三个特点。
And how I pray every small group, every family, every individual, again, would have...These characteristics.
因为圣经告诉我们，耶稣素来爱马大、玛利亚和拉撒路。
Because the scripture tells us that the Lord has always loved Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
三个人加起来吸引了耶稣。
The three of them, they captivated the heart of the Lord.
因为我们故事都很熟，我就简单提，但是重点我们一定要记得。
But because you are familiar with the story, I'm not going to go into detail, but you got to understand the points that I'm making.
当我们讲到玛利亚的时候，我们知道这个人是。全心爱主。
When we speak of Mary, we know that she loves the Lord wholeheartedly.
她会抓住机会的，把最好的献给主。
She will find every opportunity to give her very best to the Lord.
所以当众人坐席的时候，只有她带着那个真拿达香膏在主的面前打破它。
And so as everybody was sitting down at the feast, she was the only one who was willing to come with that alabaster jar and break it at the Lord.
我们都知道这个架对她来说是将来的嫁这个结婚要用的。
And we all know that this particular fragrant oil is precious to her, something that she's saving for her marriage.
有人告诉我们，她等 等于当时一年的工资，那么贵重的一个香膏。
The worth of this particular jar is and its fragrance is it's about a year's wage.
他想到他要为我死，我愿意把我最好的归给他。
And she come to realize and see that because he's going to die for me, I want to give my very best to him.
No price is too high. 没有任何的代价是太高的。
No price is too high.
对着主。
Concerning the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
圣经告诉我们他趁着耶稣坐席的时候。
And brothers and sisters says that while at that very moment, that opportune moment.
就是抓住了这个机会。
And she laid hold of that opportunity.
她把最好的献给主。
She came and gave him his very best.
后来所有的人想要膏耶稣已经来不及了。
And then afterwards, after Jesus died, anybody who wanted to anoint the Lord, they didn't have the opportunity anymore.
弟兄姊妹，这个趁，这个抓住这个机会，我真的希望我们在主的面前能够抓住它。
Brothers and sisters, the word while, we need to lay hold of this word, lay hold of this opportunity.
因为所有的环境都会过去的。
Because every single one of our encounters, our circumstances, they will pass.
前两天我的嫂嫂发了一个小故事在我们的家庭的群里面。
A few days ago, my sister-in-law sent a story to the entire family.
她说大卫王有一天想要一个戒指，她就跟她底下的这些巧匠说，你帮我去制作一个戒指。
And so one day, King David, he wanted a ring, so he asked the smith and say, would you guys please fashion for me a ring?
她这个戒指上面给我写上一句话。
And please put this phrase, these words upon that ring.
当我得胜得意的时候，可以提醒我，让我不要骄傲。
That when I am prideful, and that I it would remind me not to be so prideful. So proud.
当我沮丧失意的时候，它能够带给我盼望，让我不至于绝望。
When I'm downcast, it would give me hope that I would not be I wouldn't be hopeless.
大卫底下的这些巧匠做个漂亮的戒指，漂亮的不得了，都没问题。
And so these the smith made a ring that was so beautiful, so magnificent, and that wasn't the challenge.
但是没有人能够想出来该放什么话。
But nobody can think of this one phrase that they would put upon this ring.
就跑去请教所罗门。
And so they went and asked Solomon.
所罗门说写上一句话。
And Solomon says, this is what you need to write.
这一切都将过去。
So all this will come to pass.
所以他骄傲的时候看到这一句话他就不骄傲了。
And so when he's prideful, when he sees what the words on these rings, he will be reminded not to be so proud.
他绝望的时候他看到这一句话知道有一天都要过去他就不失望了。
And when he's without hope, when he sees these same words, that he would not be without hope.
我看完以后我就觉得所罗门应该给自己做一个。
And then after I read the story, I said Solomon should have made a ring for himself.
弟兄姊妹所有机会都要过去。
Brothers and sisters, every one of our opportunities will pass.
那疫情也要过去。
This pandemic is gonna be no more.
可能最近失业有一天会过去。
Perhaps we lost our jobs, but one day we're gonna have another one.
我们可能生病有一天会过去。
Perhaps we're ill, but we're gonna be healthy.
可能我们现在不想来服侍，不想来聚会，弟兄姊妹要抓住机会胜过自己。
Brother, perhaps we feel like I don't want to come to serve, I don't want to come on side and meet. But brothers, to lay hold of every opportunity.
我舍不得献给主，抓住机会，让我们克服自己里面不能够把最好的献给主的原因。
How I want to give my very best to the Lord, that we will overcome any limitation that keeps us from giving our utmost to Him.
所以丹麦有一个谚语说，生命是神赐给我们的礼物。
Denmark.Denmark says that I'm sorry, one more time.
就是生命是神赐给我们的礼
物。Life is a gift from God, from the Lord.
我们怎么好好过好它是我们献给神的礼物。
How we live our days is the way we give back to Him.
弟兄姊妹，希望我们每一天都操练把我最好的愿意来献给神。
Brothers, I pray that every single day we would put to practice that I would give my very best to the Lord.
第二个，我们看马大。
Secondly, let's look at Martha.
马大这个人非常肯舍己。
Martha is very willing to sacrifice herself.
非常殷勤。
She's very diligent.
圣经上告诉我们是马大把耶稣请到家里来的。
And scripture tells that Martha is the one who invited Jesus to her house.
因为她知道耶稣辛苦。
Because she knows Jesus has been weary.
她想做点好吃的给耶稣吃。
She wants to make some delicacies to for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是主动服侍的态度。
This is a proactive attitude in serving God and serving the Lord.
今天我们很多的时候多一事不如少一事，我们不愿意被抓去服侍。
A lot of the time we try to find opportunities where we can get out of services.
但是 马大是抓住机会，耶稣来了，把耶稣请来，我要服侍。
But Martha takes lay holds of every opportunity. Whenever she hears that Jesus is in town, she wants to invite him in.
你千万不要说，如果是耶稣，我当然服侍了，但是是教会，我就不想服侍。
Please don't say, oh, of course, if it's Jesus, I'm more than willing to serve him. But service at church, that's a different story.
圣经上早就说，你们无论做什么，从心里做，像是给主做，因为你们所服侍的乃是主基督。
But the scripture tells us, no matter what we do, we need to know that we're doing it unto the Lord.
而且马大忙到一个地步，他烦了。
And Martha, she was so diligent, so busy in serving the Lord, got to the point she was so frustrated.
表示这个人，他一直希望把最好的给主，能够为主多做一点就多做一点。
I come to realize this person, she wants to give more and more to the Lord. If I could do another thing, if I could make another dish, I would do that.
我常常讲，如果马大那天是煮 instant noodle, cinnamon, 或是饺子或是粽子，他会烦吗？
And I said, if Martha served Jesus Shin Ramen, a cup of noodle, or if there's just dumplings that she could boil from the freezer, do you think she would be frustrated?
她就是因为想把最好的给主，巴不得再多做一点。
Because she wanted to give the Lord the very best. She says, I want to do more. I want to do more.
这千万不要以为马大不属灵。我跟你说，马大的属灵生命我望尘莫及。
Please do not think that Martha, she's not spiritual. She surpasses most of us.
这种永远觉得做不够，为了主做不够的心，只有爱主的人才会有的。
Only those who genuinely love the Lord would have this notion that I can't do enough for Him.
那他之所以烦
，And the reason why she was frustrated，
是因为他的妹妹不来帮忙。
Because her sister wasn't helping.
他左暗示右暗示咳嗽干嘛？他妹妹就是不来。
She made her signal. She hinted. She kind of gave her the eye, but she didn't come.
后来暗示没用，直接走进去跟耶稣讲了。
And finally, all of these signs, Mary wasn't doing it, so she went to Jesus and spoke to the Lord.
没想到耶稣不仅仅不 apologize, 不说哦对不起对不起，反而夸了玛利亚，责备了马大。
And not only did Jesus not acknowledge or say apologize to Martha, but the Lord actually had rebuked Martha and praised Mary.
请问你是马大，你会做什么想法
？If you're Martha, what would you do?
很诚实的讲哈
，Be very honest. What would you do?
明明你花了这么多功夫，结果你的区长或者你的 department lead 夸了别人。
You've done so much, all of your heart, and then your district lead gave praise to someone else instead of you.
昨天早上那么多弟兄姊妹一直忙到十二点多一点多，结果大家来的时候还在骂他们。你想他心里会怎么想
？All the brothers and sisters who were here, since early yesterday morning all the way to noon to go through the setup, and then somebody comes along and scolds you and says, "You haven't done enough." How would you think?
老娘不干了
I quit.
Good. 真的，我们就真的不想服侍，受伤了嘛。
And so we're injured, we're harmed. We said, forget it. I'm not going to serve anymore.
你就算耶稣把玛利亚叫来多好，没想到耶稣还夸玛利亚，他拣选的是上好的福分，不能少的。
If the Lord didn't tell Mary to come help, that's enough. But now he praises her and said that she has chosen the very best.
所以马大的生命其实是非常好的生命。
And I will tell you, Martha actually has a very precious and wonderful life.
因为到了约翰福音十二章，耶稣再一次坐席的时候
，Because John chapter 12, when the Lord was sitting at the table again,
圣经上只用四个字，马大伺候。英文应该可能四个字都不到。他还在那里服侍主，但是他再也不埋怨。
The scripture tells us that Mary, Martha served. She no longer complained anymore.
她是一个 teachable, 一个受教的心。
She had a heart that was teachable.
哦，弟兄姊妹，所以不要再批评马大。
So brothers, do not ridicule Martha.
我说马大的生命，我望尘莫及。她谦卑、舍己、认真、受教。
And I say, Martha, she has a life that is teachable, she's humble, and she's willing to deny herself.
她唯一被主提醒的是
The only thing that she was reminded of through the Lord.
我相信这件事情，马大所学习的一个很重要的功课。
And I think Martha has learned a precious lesson.
就是我不要照着我认为的去做，而是要去做耶稣这个时候最需要我做的事情。
I don't presumptuously do what I think needs to be done, but do what the Lord has asked me to do.
不是让耶稣吃饭不重要。你看耶稣饿成那个样子，早上回城都还要去摘无花果吃。
It's not to say that taking care of the Lord is not important. You know, Jesus was hungry. He was starving. On the way back to the city, he had to look for figs.
以前我在想说，那马大和玛利亚为什么不让他吃早饭
？And I was used to think, how come Martha and Mary they didn't make breakfast with the Lord?
那可能他那天早上进城的时候走到一半饿了。
And maybe Jesus was fasting, and as he was coming into the city, he was hungry.
但是你发现马大受教，他再也不埋怨，但是他照样侍奉。
You discover Martha, she was teachable. She no longer complained. She continues to serve.
所以，有时我跟于师母在澳洲的时候，我讲这个，因为他们教会庆祝周年，我讲的伯大尼之家。
And Pastor Nancy and I, we were in Australia, and they were celebrating their anniversary for their church. And again, I spoke on this message, the House of Bethany.
会后有好几个姊妹来谢谢我，她说他们在教会被人家定为马大团契。
A lot of sisters came and thanked me because they were labeled as the Marthas of the church.
我跟你说，玛利亚因为看见耶稣这个时候的需要，玛利亚绝对不是一个不肯服侍主的人。
And again, I will tell you, Mary, because she saw the precious need of the Lord at this moment. And it's not because she's unwilling to serve the Lord.
你不可能爱耶稣爱到一个地步，你的脚不肯落在地上起来走路，起来服侍他。
You would never love the Lord to the extent that you would never get on your feet to come and serve him.
第三个拉撒路。
And thirdly, we're going to come and look at Lazarus.
圣经上讲到拉撒路，从头到尾没有记载拉撒路说过任何一句话。
The scripture never recorded once of Lazarus ever saying anything.
但是圣经上我列的这里的经文，约翰福音十二章九到十一节。
And as I listed out here in your outline, John chapter 12 verse 9 through 11.
有许多人知道耶稣在那边。
And a lot of people know that Jesus was there.
他们就来了。
And so they came.
不光是为了耶稣的缘故，他们来。
But they did not only come for Jesus.
圣经上也告诉我们，他们是为了拉撒路而来的。
But they also came because to see Lazarus.
因为有很多的犹太人因为拉撒路的缘故就信了耶稣。
And on account of him, many of the Jews came to believe in Jesus.
那些长老们祭司们也要想到，不光耶稣要杀，连拉撒路都要杀。
And the religious leader of the time says, not only do we need to put to death Jesus, we also need to kill Lazarus.
这个是从头到尾一个 silenced witness.
From the beginning to the end, this was a silent witness.
他没有讲话。
He never spoke.
但是他的生活，他的经历，显出了复活的大能。
But his life and his and the way he lived exemplified the power of resurrection.
他经历见证了耶稣复活的大能。
And he experienced it himself personally, and then he gave witness to the resurrection power of the Lord.
教会需要有人。我们明显地看见他生命被主改变。
And brothers and sisters, we need to be able to vividly see those among us whose life has been changed and transformed.
因为碰到耶稣不一样了。
Because I've encountered Jesus, I'm no longer the same.
连办公室的同事都会觉得这个人不一样了。
Even my coworkers and my office mates, the way they look at me, they're going to say, you're different.
你跟同事一年没见了。
You haven't seen your coworkers face to face for a year now.
等到疫情好一点，你可能跟父母、跟家人两三年没见了。
And when the pandemic is really past, maybe you're going to see your parents or your family members for the very first time in 2 years.
弟兄姊妹，大家能不能看得出我们不一样
？And brother, sister, can people recognize that we are no longer the same? I've been changed.
当我们在这里一直唱、一直说，不再是我，乃是基督。
And when we continue to say, when we continue to sing, it's no longer I but Christ.
真的吗
？Is that real？
耶稣真的来让我们经历他复活的大能、改变的大能吗
？Did we truly experience and be transformed by the power of His resurrection？
这个力量最有影响力的。
This one power has the greatest influence。
这也是仇敌最怕的。
And is what the enemy fears the most。
所以弟兄姊妹，我要信息必须要结束在这了哈。
My message has to end here。
在这里有三个。
There are three things here。
有玛利亚全心爱主，抓住机会的爱主。
We have the heart of Mary who loves the Lord. She lays hold of every opportunity to love the Lord.
在这里有马大那么肯舍己、殷勤、谦卑、受教。
Here we see Martha. She is willing to deny herself, and she is so teachable, and she wants to serve.
她巴不得为主、为神家多做一点，做得更好一点。
And her heart is always thinking, "What can I do more? How can I do more for the house of God, for the Lord?"
我刚才说在这个教会不长进都不行，我真的为了神给我们这么多好的同工，我感谢神。
And I really want to thank God as people have recognized that it's impossible to not grow at this church. I thank God for the wonderful co-workers that I have.
但是我希望我们里面这样子服侍的态度、爱主的心 不要因为疫情被玷污了，被破坏了。
And I pray that all of us, every member of this church, not because of the pandemic, that what we have cultivated for so many years, that they are not defiled, they are not lost.
不用别人叫我们、催我们、逼我们才做事，巴不得我们都是主动服侍主的人，服侍弟兄姊妹的人。
We will all be proactive, that we were not just simply served because people are asking us to do it or were forced to do it.
在这里又有更多更多这种生命改变 transform。的见证被主改变的见证
and we pray that there's more and more testimony and witness to the resurrection power of the Lord in our church.
这三个特点
these three characteristics
都应该是每一个人生命里面的特点
it should be seen in each and every one of us.
这三个特点
these three characteristics
都是应该是每一个小组团契或是教会该有的特点
it should be evident in every small group, in every family.
这个叫做伯大尼之家。
This is the call, the house of Bethany.
我知道很多教会叫伯大尼之家。
I know there are a lot of churches who name themselves House of Bethany.
我们教会有个团契叫做伯大尼团契。
And we have a small group that's named Bethany.
还有一个更重要的地方在哪里
？And a more important place, what is it?
我们聚会的大厅叫 Bethany Hall.
Did you know that our main sanctuary is called Bethany Hall?
希望我们每一次踏进去的时候提醒我们这三件事情。
And I pray that every time we step foot into that room, we are reminded why it's called Bethany Hall.
Wholeheartedly, 我要来爱主。我来到这里，我就准备要来服侍人。我来到这里，我就要在这里彰显耶稣复活的生命。
I want to love the Lord wholeheartedly. When I am here, I'm ready to serve. When I am here, I want to magnify the power of His resurrection.
因着他为我死，我才可能为他活。
Because he died for me, so I can live for him.
这个叫做回流的爱。
And this is called a love that returns to him.
你们都去过海滩，对不对？
You guys all been to the beach, right?
旧金山这边的海滩水太冷了，我们都不愿意下去。
The beaches at San Francisco or in the Bay Area, the water is way too cold. We don't want to set foot in the water.
但是你来到海滩的时候
，But when you come to the beach,
你如果就是在水的交界处走的话，你只碰到一点点的水。
If you're just walking right at the edge where the wave comes in, you only can touch upon the moisture, maybe just a little bit of the water.
如果你稍微走深一点的话，它可能到你膝盖。
If you go a little deeper, maybe it comes up to your shin or your knee.
当你再走深一点的话，它可能到你这里。
And if you keep walking, maybe it'll get up to your neckline.
当我们对主的爱经历越来越多的时候
，When we come to experience the love of the Lord more and more，
那个从我们身上经过的爱，到了岸边又会回来，这个叫做回流的爱。
The love that comes rushing at us and comes back from behind us is what's called what I'm illustrating as this love that returns。
如果你对主的爱只有经历那么一点点，你经历的这个给主的回流的爱就会一点点。
You come to discover if you only at where the wave breaks and what you experience of the Lord is a little bit and what you give back to Him will only be a little bit。
当你走得更深的时候，对主的爱经历更多的时候。
But as you walk deeper。Away from the shore, you experience more of His love, and the more of your love will return to Him.
我们回流给主的爱就会更多。
And again, what we return back to Him would be even more.
而且就着我们来说。
And concerning us, what we experience.
双倍的祝福。
Is the double portion of His blessings.
一面经历了主。
On the one hand, we experience Him.
一面我们回流的爱也会让我们里面更爱主。
And this love that returns back to Him would propel us to love Him even more.
弟兄姊妹，希望我们能够加油。
A brother and sister, I pray that we would all take the opportunity.
准备要 reopen, 要开始了。
And again, we're right on the cusp of reopening.
我真的希望除了身体的缘故或是有特殊的原因我们还不能回来 ，It's okay.
And I pray that again, because our physical limitations or our illness or whatever it might be, if those things that hinders us, I think it's okay, it's acceptable.
但决定不要因为松散、懒惰惯了、自由惯了不受约束惯了，而我们不肯回来，这是我们要去对付的。
But I pray that our willingness to come back is not limited because of our own laziness, our own casualness.
什么力量让我们可以胜过这一切？就是因为他爱我，
What
他为我死。我愿意为他而活。
What power enables us to overcome all of our weaknesses in ourselves? Because he died for me, so I will live for him.
希望我们有一个很丰富的 Passion Week.
And I pray that we would have an abundant and full week that is to come.
是的，主，所有的机会有一天都要成为过去。
As Lord, every one of our opportunities will pass.
我们若曾经爱你，应该是今天。
If I've ever loved Jesus, it is now.
让我们抓住每一个的现在，我们愿意把最好的来归给你。
We lay hold of every one of our present moments, and we want to give you our very best.
哦，我们也愿意为爱你的缘故，主啊，我们宁可多走一里路。
And Lord, because we love you, we want to go with you an extra mile.
哦，我们再也不埋怨，因为我们知道是为了爱我们的主而做的。
That I will not complain, because Lord, I'm doing it because I love you.
更愿意你复活的生命充满全地，到处都是复活的见证人。
We pray that the power of your resurrection would be evident throughout this entire world that we are all testifying for you.
主啊，在我们每一天最平凡的生活里面，让我们来经历这不平凡的生命。
In the most ordinary of our days, that we would experience the most extraordinary life.
哦，能够像拉撒路一样，他连不讲话都影响人，要人信耶稣。
Just like Lazarus, even his words has never been spoken, that he is influencing people to come to Christ.
祝福你的教会。
Bless your church.
祝福普天下的教会。
And bless the churches throughout the world.
哦，都让我们成为吸引耶稣、叫耶稣得安慰的教会。
That we are all churches that draws people to Jesus.
谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
随着华人信徒的急速增长，如今中国的教会已经从开荒布道转型为教会牧养与建造的阶段。今日的教会不单要面对外界政权的压力、后现代主义思潮的冲击、金钱主义的挂帅、各种异端邪说的攻击与破坏，还有教会内部层出不穷的不和与伤害，这些都让神家工人的建造变得越加的迫切。1996年，神带领于洪杰弟兄第一次进中国培训，他的心就被神在那块土地上的工作所震撼。从此，于弟兄就在心中默默有一个意念，希望神可以使远在美国的西谷基督徒聚会在中国教会的成长过程中尽一份绵薄之力。之后的数年，神继续不断地显明他的心意。2008年1月，香柏木培训中心网络教学平台正式成立。博训秉承着以圣经为基础，以基督和教会的见证为目标，以生命的追求和侍奉的建造为具体实行之路，培养圣经、生命、侍奉和生活均衡长进的神家工人。
神在这个平台上所给我们的祝福，带给我们的鼓舞，我们都带着感恩的心。然而我们也希望弟兄姊妹特别继续为了这个平台祷告，不仅大环境越来越艰难，而且这个世代越来越险恶，许多的人被生活、被世界、被肉体，甚至被罪恶所捆绑。我们何等希望神借着这个平台能够得到更多倾心爱主的人，让我们能够被连结，一起为着神的国，为着主耶稣的再来，我们一起齐心努力。
博训是一所以圣经为基础、以基督为中心的学校。感谢神曾经来过我们博训授课，帮助我们的老师们包括于立功、黄子佳、边云波、于木杰、张路佳、傅立德、张怡平、叶高芳、吕佩渊、赖若汉、于洪杰、杨念慈。博训是一个以意向和使命为导向的团队。基督与教会是神永远旨意的中心，神的工人必须看见神所要的，才能做主的工。所以博训所有的教学都以建立合神心意的教会为目标，不是为了个人的追求和满足。这个理念在后现代的文化中倍觉艰难，但是盼望神赐给我们同一心灵、同一脚中的同路人。博训以生命的追求和侍奉的建造为具体实行之路。博训作为一所神学培训机构，课程不仅注重圣经真理的装备，更在乎学员们得着意向与使命，并且借着生活与侍奉的操练而得着生命的改变，走在合神心意的道路上。博训的课程大多是在西谷基督徒聚会中先已落实或正在落实中，因此 学员们可以非常自然地把在博逊所学的带入自己的生活与侍奉中。
博逊是一个属灵的家，也是一个连接众圣徒的平台。
博逊非常重视学员生命的见证，要谦卑舍己，单纯踏实，跟随耶稣走十架的路。博逊的学员有因着大环境而学历有限的，也有博士、博士后的佼佼者，有全职传道人，也有工程师、医生、大学教授、理发师、小店主等等代职侍奉者，有头发斑白的神国战士，也有刚出校门的职场精兵。学员现在遍及五大洲，不单是因为这里有好的圣经课程和真理的装备，更是因为他们在这里得着了基督，得着了侍奉的方向。这里是我们属灵的家，也是众人靠行的港湾。感谢主，这些年看见博逊的申请者越来越多，并且其中许多的申请者是因为看见身边学员的改变与见证而报读博逊，这令我们非常的感恩且大受激励。
感谢神，我想借着前面的视频，大家稍微了解一下整个博逊成立的过程。啊，不仅仅是因为弟兄姊妹们有这样子的需要向我们表达，更是因为神亲自在这里带领我们、感动我们，啊，让我们一起投身在神国的服事上。那我想刚刚的视频里面也介绍了一下博逊所开的一些课程的计划和内容。那我们特别是在乎每一个人跟神之间都要有第一手真实活泼的关系，而且我们非常强调我们的生命一定要被主改变，好让我们在侍奉上能够不住的成长，也能够在这里接受该有的装备啊。那在这里我特别虽然身为校长，但是我自己特别感恩，特别蒙福，除了感谢神亲自在这里带领祝福供应啊，一路上陪我们带着我们走过来，那我也非常谢谢在这里的老师们、属灵前辈们，他们大力的帮助跟循循的教诲。那我看到学员们非常认真的学习，大家虽然都很忙，但是都愿意在这里认真的学。尤其听到学员们因着上课，他们的生命、他们的家庭甚至教会，他们都得到了祝福都被主改变，那这是我们最大的安慰和喜乐哈。那尤其很多学长们已经毕业了，他们还是愿意留在学校继续的学习啊，很多人都投身在当助教啊，或是当关怀的同工啊，回头来帮助学弟学妹们，就让我们感觉这是一个家，不是只是上上课，大家真的像一家人一样，然后又是一同在场上当兵的啊，知道我们都在这里为着神国，愿意把自己奉献出来。那我想我们今天面对的世代的确是越来越艰难的世代，整个世界在快速的堕落啊，远远超过的神家属灵力量的成长。因此我们在这里欢迎也鼓励弟兄姊妹要抓住时间抓住机会，我们一起来成长，一起来追求，千万不要忙到一个地步我们没有空追求，没有空长进，那是太可惜的事情。所以希望我们在这里一起来，要来就来真的我们同一心灵在这里高举基督，同一脚中拓展神国。如果你不合适或者不方便参加，也请你们为我们祷告，让我们一起在主的面前往前。多保重，愿神祝福你们。